It's a chilly morning across the Metroplex, 39 at Love Field, 36 at Meacham, and up in Denton, 33 degrees, and we're close to Denton. We're in Aubrey this morning. The entire ticket team is here at Parkwood Collision Center all day long. It's their grand opening on 380 in Aubrey. We're going to be here all day, the Invasion, the Sweet Spot, and the Hardline. So stop by and check out the new digs here at Parkwood Collision Center in Aubrey on Highway 380. And we are all Cowboys, Lions this morning. Detroit puts it on Dallas last night, 44-30. And time for some observations from Gordo, brought to us by Tyloth George Eye Care.
Boy, this facility is great here at Parkwood. Matt has provided us, he's the guy who's running this operation here.
Dang,
he's
right.
Provided us with two examples of animals, a bobcat and a mountain lion. He shot both of these things in here. He says they were not intentional. They weren't intentionally hunting for them. They were out deer hunting and happened upon these animals. And I guess you can shoot a mountain lion. Yeah, he's nodding and laughing. So yeah.
Well, the mountain lion was in self defense right here on 380.
No,
that's where
no,
he got him.
It was in Del Rio where he shot that thing.
He hit him with a car on 380.
I can't wait for you to see. Yeah, and then pulled his car into the back of Parkwood Collision and got it fixed. But I can't wait for you to go up close to that mountain lion mount in there because it looks so realistic, Giorgio.
Yeah.
And you realize
it's
that thing
majestic.
Could tear you up.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Just knowing that there's a pack of them down there at Lake Louisville.
There's not a pack of them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that they travel in packs.
There's no doubt it would tear me up, but I would win the war.
Against a mountain lion?
Oh, yeah.
I have seen some
maybe
trail
a
videos
bobcat.
Of people fighting off mountain lions.
Yes, I have, too. There have been stories out there.
They don't successfully fight them off. They just scare them away. It's not like they fight
that's
and win.
That's a dub.
However you win the war, you win the war.
No, that's solving the situation. I wouldn't say it's winning the fight against a mountain lion.
No, that's mountain lion surrender. That's what that is.
Anyway, that's the name of your band.
Not a bad name.
Mountain lion surrender.
Side project.
How did you get that name?
That's a great name. But yeah, you can see that. And Giorgio, you got to go in there to see
I'm going.
The classic Cadillacs and Corvettes they have in there. Oh my gosh. So beautiful.
So beautiful. So great.
All right. Platinum level observations on the game. Did you know that Dak is Catholic?
I did not know that.
I guess I didn't know that either.
Or possibly Anglican.
Is it because he does the sign?
Because he prayed and then crossed himself afterwards. And I don't know if...
Never thought about that.
Other than Anglicans or Catholics, who does that?
Was he possibly an altar boy, just like me?
And he did it left shoulder to right shoulder, which would be the Western Church, the Romans, not the Greek Orthodox. Mm-hmm. Greek Orthodox, I think, goes right to left.
Western most in flavor and Eastern most in texture.
I don't know that that's the slogan for the Roman Catholic Church, but we'll go with that, George.
Yeah, okay. When you're learning it as a young Catholic kid, it's spectacles, testicles, left, right.
Kids are so dumb.
But you're not touching your testicles.
You know your altar
boy
friends.
You're going way too low if you're touching testicles.
Young boys may be touching the testicles.
Balls.
You know, I really think they need to have some sort of modesty codpiece in the NFL. Because a lot of these guys, I don't even know if any of them wear cups anymore.
I don't think hardly any of them do, which is amazing.
No.
And you can really see an embarrassing level of junk.
I've never noticed, but
I haven't
again,
either.
I'm not looking like you are.
And
that's your favorite part of football, apparently.
Jared Goff's walking out of the tunnel before the game. The camera's at waist level on him.
And
he's obviously a grower, not a shower.
And your eyes lit up.
Just a tip.
Never noticed.
Well, just check into it. So they need to provide some sort of internal Teflon codpiece.
Way down on the list of NFL things to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
I tell you what should be number one on the list of NFL things to do, and that is figure out what's going on the top of Al Michaels' head.
Man, he's in his 80s. Leave him alone.
Okay, but it's just...
What are you going to look like at 81?
It's this weird sort of cotton candy. that's been combed forward.
Totes.
Everybody needs to leave Al Michaels the heck alone. You, Baldy, everybody.
And the crazy thing is he's got more hair growing out of his ears than he does out of the top of his head.
That happens when you get older, too. It's hard. That's
okay, but they have professional groomers. They go in, which I've described Craig as that before, too, by the way. When I first started working at the Ticket, he was a little older, and I felt he was a professional groomer.
Jeez.
But, yeah, they have makeup people, and they say, hey, you mind if I take a weed whacker to your ears at least?
He's a legend, and no one has the guts to say that. Hey, your ears have their own ecosystem.
They do.
They would never use weed whacker.
Well, whatever tool they need to get all that hair out of there. Because it's evident on camera. I can't imagine looking at it up close and seeing that Solok, that hell portal that he has there. Looking all gross.
Leave him alone.
Like a Venus flytrap.
He called the Miracle on Ice.
Yeah, 80 years ago.
It's like hockey. 45.
I love the retro 70s animation intro before the game. Thought that was kind of cool. Thought it was nice.
I think Prime does a good job.
Yeah.
Did you notice how awkwardly Pickens landed on his shoulder after that interception in the first quarter? He fell and landed on it, and his arm was pinned back behind him. And how does that not separate your shoulder?
Maybe that was it.
Break a collarbone or something.
That's why.
Maybe he couldn't reach.
Yeah. It was crazy. That was the same play where the Detroit Lions guy hit his head on Pickens' thigh and had to go out of the game.
Yeah.
Concussion.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the C.D. Lamb injury with the concussion. C.D.'s was so bad, he went into that classic fencing position. He put his arms up a little bit afterwards and his legs flexed.
Yes.
Which they say that, you know, that's when someone really hits their head hard. You go into that fencing, automatic fencing position. And for a league that's done a lot, I guess, to address concussions and has been concerned about it and now the awareness of concussions, it seemed like we're just having a lot more of them. Now, maybe that's just because
we have a lot more of them, but they still happen. As we've always said, you can make it safer, but you can't make it safe.
Well, but these guys went out of the game. Mm-hmm. Would they have just stayed in the game before?
CD would have come back in.
He probably would have come back in.
He would have come back in.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to go to the locker room. Now, Harper for Detroit, who hit his head on Pickens' thigh, they said he had to hold the rail to go into the locker room.
Yes.
He was in bad shape.
He was so wobbly.
Yeah.
And you can't do anything about that.
It seems like those are the worst ones when you get kicked.
And the side of the head especially, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the helmet on helmet, we police that, but you can't police a guy getting kneed in the head.
What do they say? If you hit someone on the back of the head, that's to knock him out. Front of the head is to stun, and side of the head is to kill.
Where'd you hear this? In assassin school? What is this?
Yeah, did you take an assassin's class?
I did.
Boy, if they offered that, wouldn't all those guys, that's how you get your watch list going for the cops. You just see who signed up for assassin's class.
Okay, we need to watch these guys.
And Brandon Aubrey. Just keep an eye on him. I'm not so sure about him.
So I thought about you last night.
I did too. Because you ruined football for me.
Because
Don't claim that.
The greatest
That's unfair.
In NFL history because he's on your watch list for some reason.
And here's the deal, George, with Gordo putting Aubrey on his watch list. Aubrey's first three field goals were not down the middle. They kind of snuck in.
Mm-hmm.
Did they count?
But they counted. But here's the deal. Gordo could say that about any kicker ever.
Right.
Kickers are always on a watch list because they could always go south at any moment. So this is not any kind of breaking news. He still made them all last night.
I'm hearing a guy trying to rationalize
including
over there.
From 63.
He's trying to make himself feel better.
And anytime someone gets praise, he sees it as overpraise.
Yes.
Let me swipe this guy's legs out from under him.
So this is what I'm going to do this morning to counter you. I'm putting all NFL kickers on watch.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know
I'm
what?
With you.
And you know what? I'm going to be right about half of them.
That's fine.
Yeah, you were right about the Giants kicker earlier this week.
That's right.
Told you.
They're all on watch.
If you
but Gordon said, oh, no, you can't put everybody on watch.
Just a guy who's done something that's never been done before in the National Football League.
If you would let me finish, I'm here to praise Brandon Aubrey.
Okay.
I'm going to. Okay?
was when they, it was after his first field goal and they kick off again. And did you see that hit that he hit?
Yeah.
He put on that guy to stop him from, I guess, getting to the end zone. He was potentially.
He was the only Cowboy on kick coverage last night that did anything.
Yeah. I mean, he put a wall up on that dude.
Let's go, Brandon.
He did. That was a good hit. When they were reviewing the safety that on Dak that was later reversed, they were blaring What's Going On by Four Non-Blondes. Is that a common thing in stadiums, or is this a Detroit thing?
I think I've heard that on a review before.
It's a funny touch.
Yeah, that song.
Because there was so much confusion going on. They were having to watch the replay a whole bunch of times.
Yeah.
Everybody was wondering why it was taking so long for the officials to make the call.
I give them credit. I like theme
music.
And
they played that horrible whip of a song.
Boy, that is...
The Dymo Tape Writer label on the back of Dak's helmet says, has the numeral 4 and then Dak afterwards. And that's unstable to me. It should have his last name on there.
Yes.
Why does it say Dak?
I guess,
I swear to you, it said 8 Aikman on the back of it.
It's always said the last name.
And you can't argue that people would be confused. I mean, Dak has a real identifiable name, but I would argue that Troy was pretty known when you said Troy in the mid-90s, and you're referring to the Cowboys team, who you're talking about.
Troy.
I think that's the casualization of America. and if you, nowadays, if you have a distinct first name, like LeBron or Dak, and everybody knows who you're talking about, they just go with that.
Yeah. Well, they need to change that because it's one of the worst deals we ever had. And it's, and it's so weird that they still use that tape writer, that little object that, man, I was obsessed with that. My dad had one in his study when I was
a kid. Why was that so cool when you were a kid?
And we always wanted to make labels for things. And it's the most basic technology ever.
And is that tape really that great? Does it stick for like 5 years, or do they have to replace it every 3 weeks?
Apparently it works well enough they still use it in the NFL, which is insane to me.
Yeah.
So there you go. Yeah. Enjoy those observations and share them with friends.
Okay. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's free of charge.